Hey, Warheads, this is Jonathan, and this is Trivial Warfare, the podcast that takes a pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. We have got the band back together. I am joined today by Chris and Carmella. Say hello, guys.
We're back and better than ever, baby. Woo! Woo!
Hello, boys.
All right.
Glad to see you.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for coming on.
It's good to be
tonight.
Back. Thank you for inviting me back.
That was such a sultry hello, boys.
I know, right? Yes.
It's very sultry.
It's a talent.
She's Jonathan's angel.
So now, Chris.
Sorry.
So how long has it been since we've recorded, Chris?
It's been 5 weeks.
Five
very long weeks, because I must say, I didn't realize how much I'd miss recording.
Oh, you missed me.
I really do, because like when we were recorded, we still like hung out like once a week and went and played trivia and stuff like that.
Not
now
anymore.
With your busy life and my life actually really growing in busyness now.
You're growing in busyness?
In busyness, exactly. It's very hard to meet up and just do standard trivia. So, I mean, and also you've done a lot of hosting lately where you've been asking the questions instead of answering it. You must have a little rust on you right now. Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No, you can keep hoping.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, since the last time that we did record, we had a major life event.
We did. Oh, okay.
I had to shave Rambo.
Yes, you did.
But that's not the major life event I was talking
Rambo.
About. He is really scrawny. Have you noticed? My favorite thing about shaved Rambo is that he chases his tail now. He doesn't recognize it as his own tail. And he gets into fights with it.
That's outstanding.
Does it make you realize just how much of all fur he was?
Yeah. Look how skinny he is.
Well, compared to his head, because his head they didn't shave. And so he's got like the lion mane on him and then his sleek body.
Do you know we're talking about you, Rambo? He looked up. Now, so anyway, that's just a joke.
Yes.
The major life event is that there's now a Mrs. Hollister.
There is Mrs. Angela Hollister now.
Woo!
I know. It's very exciting. I got married on August 8th in front of a lot of wonderful family and friends, and it was marvelous, and had a lot more that weren't able, that I wasn't able to invite that were supporting us all the way through. And so it's just, I felt very loved and very blessed throughout the whole thing. And then at the end of it, I got to marry my best friend in the world, and that's pretty exciting. And no, I'm sorry. I didn't marry you, Jonathan.
But, there's jokes there.
Yeah. But it was an amazing time. And then, of course, we did the honeymoon afterwards where we went on a cruise.
Yeah.
And,
something
like that. Yeah. Do not play. Yeah. It really is. Especially seeing how Jonathan's moving right now. It's very, very awkward.
Just gonna close my eyes.
I know, right?
I shouldn't witness this.
He kind of looks like Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy at the end of it.
If I looked like Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy, I would get so much play. It's ridiculous.
You would, but, though.
Seriously. Ladies
really
love the Groot.
But it was an amazing time. And also, in that time that I've been off the air, I mean, you've been recording some wonderful episodes, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You had a couple episodes from that you recorded in Texas.
Podcast Movement.
Podcast Movement, which you had an amazing time there, right?
I did. And you can read all about it at TrivialWarfare.com. It's one of our show notes sections.
Fantastic. And then you recorded a couple episodes without me, which was a really big mess up because I was supposed to be here and then forgot that I was supposed to be here.
How could you forget to come?
Well, no, I didn't forget to come. I forgot that I said yes to Jonathan on it.
And so you forgot to come and record.
By definition, that is what happened, yes.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
I'm just glad that somebody sees it my way.
Oh, I felt very bad afterwards.
As someone who forgets things, I understand, but you did forget. Oh, you can polish it any way you want.
Man. Oh, man. Can we move on, please?
So anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
I've known you for
14 years.
What, 14, 15
almost 15
years?
Almost 15
almost
years.
Almost 15 years. Yeah. And I've never been more happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Christopher, I haven't known you quite as long, but yes. I'm happy that you're happy.
Thank you. I tell you what, it's nice being this happy. It really is. And like I said, it's just after this, I get to go home and sleep with my wife. So it's fantastic.
Wow. Good job from the Clue reference.
Thank you. I was hoping that somebody would recognize that. Carmella, now Clue came out when you were probably like 3.
What year did Clue come out?
I think it was like, honestly, I think it was 86.
I have no idea.
I was born in 87, but I do love that movie.
Oh, no.
Before we start warming up, Chris, I have a listener-submitted question.
Ooh, fun.
Excellent.
You know we love listener-submitted questions.
We do, and people should submit more, trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Again, that's trivialwarfare@gmail.com.
Smooth. That was smooth. This one comes from Dave Nelson in Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Thanks, Dave Nelson.
Hi, Dave. His question for you guys to try and answer. In the song, Baby Got Back...
I like it already.
What phone number is referenced for a XXX throwdown?
1-800-MIX-A-LOT.
1-900-MIX-A-LOT.
Oh, that's 900 or 800?
Yeah, 900-MIX-A-LOT.
So is it 800 or 900?
I'm saying 800.
I'm saying 900.
Oh, now I got to look it up.
He didn't provide the answer? David.
The answer is 1-900.
Yes. This is going to be a great episode for me. I can feel it in my bones. So be careful, Jonathan. I'm coming for you today.
I got your number, buddy. It's 1-900-MIX-A-LOT. Now, there's actually a Yahoo Answers page. And the question is, what happens if you call 1-900-MIX-A-LOT?
Well, that's a 900 number. I imagine you'll get charged quite a bit of money.
In theory, you should be able to kick those nasty thoughts.
Well, M-I-X-A. Yeah, it's seven letters, so I mean, you should be able to dial MIX-A-LOT.
But it says, best answer, we're sorry. We're having a problem in completing this call as dialed. Please check the number and call again. That's a shame. That's a real shame.
So what happens when you call 867-5309?
Oh, actually, you get a lot of ticked off people. Yeah. There's amazing how many people have done that. All right.
Oh, what happens if you call?
Oh, no. Jenny, who can I turn to?
Oh, does the sequence 867-5309 appear anywhere in the pie sequence?
Jenny, I got your number.
It occurs at position 9,202,591, counting from the first digit after the decimal point.
Holy crap. Who is the guy that had that job checking that out? Because dang, it sucks to be you.
Given that it's an irrational number with no end, the sequence should not only appear once, but an infinite number of times if you're prepared to look hard enough.
I'm not.
We just got schooled.
That guy needs a girlfriend.
But what if his girlfriend's asking the question?
Then I commend the girlfriend.
Of course you do. All right, let's get this show started.
What does that mean?
Let's get this show started. Chris, I know you might have forgotten how we play the game, but I think it's time for you to warm it up.
I'm fired up about this warming up Chris question. Did you guys know that karaoke means empty orchestra in Japanese?
I did.
All right, fantastic. Well, lady and gentleman, I am going to ask you, can you name me any of the top 25 karaoke songs according to karaokestandarddvds.com?
Now, of all time. Songs purchased by like the people who run karaoke
These are the most requested songs to sing for karaoke.
Okay. Like, so you don't know this.
You love karaoke?
But I was a karaoke champion. No, I'm kidding.
Has video of that.
No, actually, but my little brother Michael is a huge karaoke guy.
Really?
He calls himself Cowboy Mike. He's been in competitions. He's literally gone to places to do karaoke performances.
No kidding. Yes. Wow. You think you know somebody.
Yeah. So I feel an intense amount of pressure for this question.
I do too.
My mother was a karaoke DJ for many years.
Holy crap.
And, wow. I've also been doing karaoke since I could talk.
Well, then you go first.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, Jonathan, you actually came up with this format a couple episodes ago. We're going to go back and forth.
Alternate.
We're going to ping pong.
It's the alternator.
And so, Carmella, ladies first.
Yeah, no pressure or anything.
Nope. And you don't have to tell me the artist, just name of the song.
I'm going to go with Love Shack.
Love Shack is number 24 on the list.
Oh, God.
I aimed low.
The B-52s.
All right, this is going to be on the list. I've got it.
Okay.
Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks.
Not on
really?
All right, this list is BS, dude. I've never been to a karaoke bar where that was not sung at
really?
Some point.
Okay.
All right, Piano Man.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this list sucks because nope, not on the list.
Not Piano Man.
I'm going to give you guys a couple more and then we'll go ahead and.
All right. I was going to go next and I was going to say, what was I going to say?
There's one song you should be saying on here because we hear it at trivia nights a lot.
Oh, Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline is correct. Number 12 on the list, Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Good times never felt so good.
So good.
This is a song I actually hate to hear at karaoke, but Summer Lovin'.
Summer Lovin' is number actually Summer Nights is the actual
Summer
song.
Nights, yeah.
Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta is number 9 on the list.
I've sung that in a duet at karaoke before.
Wow.
It was in Pennsylvania. I was 23 and very drunk.
I will accept that as an excuse.
Yes. There is also another very famous duet on this list that you guys have not named yet.
All right. I have another one that I can think of, but I'll let Jonathan go.
So I'm getting the sense that these are all going to be like 70s and 80s and maybe even 60s songs.
Well, if we want to go for age or how long these songs have been out.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
I can only see about two or three fairly current, like within the last 15 years songs on here.
Okay.
That helps.
If that helps.
That does help. I'm going to go with... I'm trying to think of of the appropriate Elton John song to go with. My favorite to sing would be Your Song, but that's not upbeat enough for everybody else.
Knock it to everybody.
Right? So I'm going to go with... I'm going to go back to Garth Brooks and say Thunder Rolls.
Nope, Thunder Rolls is not on the list.
Okay. We're obviously hating on country. Give Carmella one more try.
I will tell you this, there is no country songs on this list.
Oh, well, no wonder. This is bogus, dude.
Fine, I will give you another shot then. You're going to kick yourself for some of these.
I'm sure I will, but I'm Copacabana.
Copacabana is number 20 on the list.
I'm at the Copa.
She was a showgirl.
All right.
Let's do a couple
more and then we'll finish up.
I'm going to go Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
You know, we should be forced to sing these to get credit for them. We really messed this up.
That's crazy because, that song is not on the list. Yes. Right.
I sing that one.
All right.
So here's two more. I got this one. I'm nailing this one.
Okay.
At first I was alone. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Number 4 on the
list. Yeah!
I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor.
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
I was close.
Nah. And may I say, it was fairly in tune. I'm for Jonathan, that's impressive. That was really good.
All right, these people have heard nothing but good singing out of me.
That's kind of like
wow, I don't think
compliment.
They've heard any
for
good
Jonathan,
singing.
For Jonathan, it was good.
There's no compliment there. Chris is always insulting
my
singing.
It's just backhand.
Yes.
I'm not always insulting. Anyway.
All right, sing something for us, Carmella.
Oh, goodness. Well, because you mentioned Elton John earlier, so that's why they call it the blues.
Nope.
Time on my hands.
I'm terribly sorry. It is not, although there is one Elton John song here that is a duet.
Oh, I know what it is.
It's the one with George Michael. It's got to be.
It is not.
No, it's going to be the one with Kiki D.
That is correct. Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Oh, that's so lame.
I couldn't if I tried.
That's so bad.
All right.
I'll give you one more. Give me one more. Right. I like doing this.
Let's see. There's one Beatles song on here. Two Queen songs. There's two Queen songs.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody number 2 on the list.
Yeah, obviously. And then We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You.
Actually, no. I thought that too.
Fat Bottom Girls?
Not Fat Bottom Girls. I thought that as well.
Killer Queen?
Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't Stop Me Now.
Oh, shut up. Don't Stop Me Now.
I like that song.
Well, I don't care.
Is the Beatles one Twist and Shout?
It is not Twist and Shout.
Is it Eleanor Rigby?
Nope. Hey Jude.
Oh, that's a fun song to sing.
Yeah, especially with the end.
Yeah, I get it now. So give us some help. Yeah, give us some artists.
Number one, okay. There's two songs by ABBA on here.
What?
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen is number 5.
Shut up. So who put that list together again?
This one's so you can bash them?
Yes.
KaraokeStandardDVD.com.
KaraokeStandardDVD.com. It's a DVD.
Yes, it's a DVD.
Oh, that explains it. It's a licensing thing. They couldn't get the licensing for the really popular songs.
Well,
and so
they
did the ones they could get the licensing for.
It says they
for.
Have over 800 karaoke songs on 4 DVDs that play on your TV. So, I don't know, 800 songs, that's a lot of songs. Anyway.
All right, well, I still think that list is terrible, and so is that company.
Wow. Wow. Send all emails to trivialwarfare@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, send them to trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Go for it.
All right. You know what it's time for? Some old-fashioned trivia. We'll let Carmella finish laughing.
This is deadpan. They're terrible.
That's not deadpan. It's accurate.
Whatever. Just because Jonathan can't guess it means they're terrible.
ABBA couldn't guess it.
What are you talking about?
They would be like, really?
ABBA's one of the most popular bands in the world still, dude.
Oh, was it a worldwide list?
Yes.
It's still stupid.
Oh, Lord. You're just waiting for that one. Okay.
Make sure you guys listen to the back of the episode today. I know that some people, Andy Highbrook, don't listen to the announcements at the back after the trivia is over. They just skip. And I want to talk about a couple of things, or at least one thing that's pretty important at the end today. So be sure to stay tuned for that. All right, let's go ahead and get started.
So we're going to be using a couple different books today. So the first one is the Ultimate Trivial Pursuit Question and Answer book. And the other is Mental Floss Trivia. And they were both published by Puzzle Right Press. First category of round one is going to be in sports and leisure.
Sports!
Oh, we're starting with sports and leisure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very nice.
I've had my finger in this page for like 20 minutes.
Wow.
Who was Triple Crown winner, War Admiral's equally famous sire?
We always suck at
questions.
Triple Crown questions.
Well, horse questions in general.
Well, that's a horse of a different color.
Ba-dum-bum.
Quit horsing around.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Big and Rich likes this question. Because they want to save a horse and ride a cowboy.
War Admiral. Could you read the question again?
Sure. It is, who was Triple Crown winner, War Admiral's equally famous sire?
Okay, I'll go ahead and write down an answer.
The interesting thing is like Seattle Slough keeps coming into my head, that of course you've got equally as big. I mean, War Admiral was in the 30s, I want to say, in the 40s. I mean, it was... And unfortunately,
you're looking at me like I'm going to help you.
I know. I'm looking
help
at you.
Help the man out, Jonathan.
No.
I'm looking at you because you're in front of me.
Mm.
I will look at the much better area, and I'll look at Carmella then, all right? Jeez.
You're the much better area.
Oh,
yes.
Shucks, I
guess. Is that the best compliment you've ever gotten?
Oh, Lord.
It's the best one I've gotten today, at least.
Anyway. So, I would love to say Seabiscuit, but Seabiscuit was a very small horse. Secretariat was in the 70s. But I really don't have a better answer, so I'm going to go ahead and say Secretariat.
Okay, so I remember the first Triple Crown winner based on our previous episodes, and that was Sir Barton.
Yep.
And I thought first maybe it's Sir Barton because we know War Admiral's very early.
Yeah, I forgot about Citation.
But I thought, is there another horse that was more famous than Sir Barton early? And the one that I came up with was Citation. So I wrote down Citation.
The answer is... Man o' War.
Oh. Man o' War. It's like they were putting the two names together.
I know.
Man o' War Admiral.
Yes. All right. So that's a big zero for both of us. Way to start back.
Yeah, right? Thanks. I bet y'all are glad you got us back.
Oh, no kidding. You're like, bring the specialist guys back. Sheesh. We're tired of hearing missed questions.
Round one, question two in geography. What country is home to Shakespeare's Hamlet?
Okay. I've locked my answer in, by the way.
You have?
Yeah. So talk amongst yourselves.
So I don't know for sure, but I know that something was rotten in the state of Denmark. So I'm going to say Denmark and hope for the best.
And that's my answer as well, Denmark.
It is Denmark.
Yeah. We're back on the board, baby. Chest bumps.
Chris just managed to chest bump himself. It was kind of weird.
And a little creepy.
All right. Round one, question three is going to be an entertainment. And it is, what fruity brand of cigarettes, a Quentin Tarantino trademark, made yet another appearance in Pulp Fiction?
Did you say fruity?
Fruity.
Fruity.
Fruity brand of cigarettes.
Go ahead and read that one again, please.
Sure. What fruity brand of cigarettes, a Quentin Tarantino trademark, made yet another appearance in Pulp Fiction?
All right, I'm going to write something down, Jonathan, but I am nowhere confident in it whatsoever. I don't even know if it's a fruit. Okay, my wrong answer is locked in.
I'm sure there's at least one Quentin Tarantino buff out there going, come on.
Mm. I'll probably be kicking myself a little bit for sure.
I'm trying to think of a scene where they smoked.
There's quite a few, as a matter of fact. I mean, especially Travolta seemed to be lighting up every 5 minutes.
The dancing scene with Uma Thurman, I feel like they might have been smoking.
Yeah.
I feel like she offered him a cigarette. And it's probably at that point in the movie where this name came out. But I don't know the name. I don't know the name. I got nothing. I got no answer.
All right. I'm just saying mint cloves.
The answer is red apple.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I'll take your word for it. There's a big zero for me.
Exactly. And me too.
Oh, good.
You're in good company.
So after round one, it's 10-10.
And now we're in round two. Question one. What was the name of the security guard wrongly accused of setting off a bomb at the 1996 Olympics?
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Man.
Bill.
He was a big old guy. I remember his size. He was massive.
Okay. Let me change my answer to Big John.
Headley. Oh, man.
Okay, my real answer, I'm going to say Phillips.
Oh, you're just shouting out a name right now?
Yeah, because I don't think I'm right. I don't think you can cheat off me if you want to. That way we'll either both be right or both be wrong.
I think his first name is Sean.
Okay, that didn't help you.
Oh, thank you. I realize that, but I'm trying to piece it together. I mean, because I watched it, happen.
Sean Phillips was a football player.
Yes.
Just saying. Also, maybe that's why you're thinking Sean.
Also, wasn't he a musician as well?
That was Sean Wilson Phillips Sousa?
No, never mind.
No, that was John.
I know this pain. Why do you wrap yourself up in these chains?
Wow. That musical interlude was brought to you by absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, I'm going to tap out. I really think his first name's Sean. I just cannot remember the last name at all.
And I went with Phillips.
All right. The answer is Richard Jewell.
Okay, I was completely wrong.
Oh, hey, I remember that name. Okay.
All right, once again, we're just we're doing so well here today.
I tell you what, Carmela's making us look bad. You know, the goal is to make us look good.
I know, I'm trying.
I know it's hard.
Nothing can make us look good. Let's just be honest.
I'm really trying.
Although I think I'm sporting this red polo pretty good tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like
Victory
it.
Red? Well, Sunday red?
Hopefully it's Victory Red. Hopefully it's like Tiger Woods on Sunday.
So round two, question two.
If it's like Tiger Woods on Sunday now, it means he's not playing.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sure he's got a date.
Circuit.
Did you say he's got a date?
I'm sure he's got a date.
I was thinking circa 2000, but okay. Wow. Please continue.
He could have a date there too. All right.
Many.
So round two, question two is going to be in arts and literature.
All right.
Literature.
I would say literature, but that's Ben's thing. So.
Literature.
Who wrote Treasure Island?
You ready?
Yes.
Three, two, one.
Robert Louis Stevenson.
That is correct.
Will you mark our points, man?
Oh, fine.
Trust me, they've been few and far between right now.
It's been so long, he forgot how to do it.
Well played. I've missed you, Carmel.
I missed you, too.
I miss Carmel. I haven't had any in a while.
Ouch.
What do you mean, ouch?
He says he missed me, and he's like, I miss candy.
candy. Well, now that Chris is thinking about it, he misses candy, too.
I see how it is. All right. So round two, question three, is going to be in science and nature.
Science again.
What does an ichthyologist study?
Icky things. Icky woods.
Get the cold cuts.
Icky woods.
I'm locked in, by the way, so feel free to talk.
Oh, good. So, at first I was thinking birds, and I was like, wait, that's an ornithologist. And then I've been stuck on dinosaurs because Chris just said, crap, he must have written down birds. And then I was thinking dinosaurs because there is like an ichthyosaurus or something like that. So maybe it's flying reptiles or something like that, perhaps. Ichthy. Sharks is coming to my head now. I'm going to say sharks.
Okay, I said the migration patterns in birds.
Ichthyologists study fish.
Fish! Oh, I was close!
You really were.
A shark is a fish!
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It sort of is.
Dude, a shark is a fish.
It's a fish.
There's no sort of about
it's
it.
It's a really mean fish.
Well, okay, it's a mean fish. It's ill-tempered with frickin' lasers.
And the one thing that Jonathan is afraid of.
It's not the one thing I'm afraid of. It's a thing I am afraid of. I was so close!
Yeah, you still got it wrong.
Gosh! I wonder if technically it's correct.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not going to try and get credit for it. I'm just wondering.
All right.
By definition, doesn't a person who studies shark have to be somebody that studies fish, which then makes them an ichthyologist?
Nope. There's people that just study sharks, dude.
I agree, which is why I'm not fighting for credit.
Are they called sharkologists?
Anyway, so you want to give us the score after two rounds?
Do I have to?
Yeah, because that's how we do it here at Trivial Warfare.
I'm sorry, guys.
Thanks, Montel Jordan.
This is how we do it.
This wow.
Is how we do it.
I didn't need my left ear.
Na, 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 na. All right, it's 20 to 20 yes. after two rounds.
Wow.
This is pathetic. Do we want to keep going?
Because we're asking one question per round, right? Oh, man. All right.
See, now I feel bad.
You should.
Yes, because you wrote all the questions in the book.
This is your fault.
And that makes me feel worse. Thanks.
Because you wrote all the questions in the book. You should feel bad.
And you too, Puzzle Right Press. Where do you get off in this?
How dare you?
I know. We love you, Puzzle Right Press.
Yes, you've given us a lot of entertainment over the last few months.
All right. Well, hopefully this one will help.
She's trying to go to, like, easy questions now. She's like, what is the correct spelling for a fly?
I can't win. Just cannot win with this man.
How do you spell it?
I've been married before. I've heard that more than once.
Just once.
Back to Carmella.
Okay. Round three, question one is going to be in sports and leisure.
Sports!
How many Major League Baseball teams today are named for four-footed animals?
Wow.
Okay.
Really?
Four-footed animals?
Yes.
Not 4 foot, but
no,
four
I get
footed.
It.
It's what it says.
This is going to take a minute.
You're not kidding.
So I'm struggling to think of every team.
I know, right?
But I think I'm locking in my answer.
Okay. All right. I'm locking in my answer.
All right. Well, I've locked in my answers too.
Okay.
So Chris and I both through the magic of editing, you didn't have to sit through that. Chris and I both.
Thank God for you.
Yeah.
Right. Poor Carmella.
We both wrote down all the teams.
As many as we could remember.
I think I got all of them.
Did you get all 30?
I'm pretty sure I did at this point.
See, I thought there was 28, so
and
I'm like really hosed.
I'm only coming up with two. I wrote down two.
I'm coming up with two also, the Cubs and the Tigers.
Cubs and the Tigers.
It is the Cubs and the Tigers.
Wait, at least we got it right. We paid for it, but God, we got it right.
I know, right? Excellent.
Round three, question two.
Round three, question two is going to be in history. Napoleon Bonaparte was banished to what island?
You want a 3-2 on it?
I'm not 100% sure, so I'm going to just write it down.
Okay.
So, but I think I'm about 90% sure.
I'm 100% sure.
Okay. Then, okay, go ahead with your answer.
Elba.
Okay. No, I was wrong then. Cyprus was what I wrote down.
It is the island of Elba.
Okay.
Woo-ha!
Got you all.
Got you a check!
Do you know what novel starts off with Napoleon on Elba?
Is it The Count of Monte Cristo?
It is The Count of Monte Cristo. It's one of my favorite books.
No bonus.
No bonus.
But I do get a bone apart. Hey, don't give me that look. I did ask a Napoleon question on the Trivial Warfare Challenge.
Yeah?
And it was, what island did he die on?
It was Cyprus, wasn't it?
No.
What?
St. Helena.
Oh.
Do you know what island he was born on?
Cyprus.
Corsica.
Corsica. Corsica. Gah.
I knew that.
He was Corsican.
It's a Napoleon-heavy episode here on Trivial Warfare. Round three, question three. It's going to be in geography.
Okay.
What country's famine inspired Live Aid?
Okay. You want to do 3-2-1 or you want me to write it down?
We can do 3-2-1, but it might be the first time that we say different ones.
All right.
But I know I'm going. I know which one I'm going with.
Okay. 3-2-1. Ethiopia.
It is Ethiopia.
Whew. All right. All right.
We are the world. We are the children.
So we actually have a real scoring change.
Thank God.
I am winning.
Just barely.
40 to 30.
There you go.
We actually did fairly well
in that last round.
We did. It took a bit.
Yep. You went perfect in that round, as a matter of fact.
I did.
Nice job.
In fact, that means I scored myself 50. Wrong. I have 50. Yeah,
it should be 50 to 40.
It's 50 to 40. You're right. Yeah. I thought the scores seemed low. They're still
freaking
low.
Do I need
low.
To be the scorekeeper here, mister? You're struggling tonight.
I've been drinking heavily.
Oh. Anything good?
Water.
Okay.
What did you think I meant?
I have no idea. That's why I was asking anything good.
We have a midpoint question.
We do have a midpoint question.
Yes, and this is a Carmella-created midpoint question.
Correct.
So if it sucks, you know where to look.
Wow. Look how defeated she looks.
Well, you said it. You set it up.
I did not. I was proud of her for coming up. Do you see how sad her face is?
I'm sure it's going to be excellent.
Okay, if you are mad at Jonathan for picking on poor Carmella, email him at trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Again, that's trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Meanie.
It's okay. I'm not made of sugar.
He's very feisty tonight. You notice that? Mm.
All right. So for your midpoint question, the category is going to be the NATO phonetic alphabet. I'm going to give you four descriptions, and you're going to pick the letter that matches those descriptions.
Oh, this is interesting.
I'm intrigued.
All right.
We better get ready to write.
So the first one is a month of the year.
Okay. What's the next one?
The second one is a truck model. The third is a sport.
Okay.
And the fourth is a world capital.
Wow, this is really hard. How are you doing with this question, Jonathan?
Terrible.
Okay, good. Me too. At least I'm not alone. It's a great question, but man, this sucks. Okay, I'm locked in.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure how correct any of them are, but I'm locked in.
All right, so that means I can talk a little bit.
Yeah, go for it.
Really brilliant question. I've never paid attention to these.
Yeah.
Ever.
I'm right there with you.
What I do have, I think I have the truck. I guess I have a truck. I'm pretty sure I got sport, and I think my world capital is probably wrong. So I haven't come up with a month of the year yet, which seems like should be the easiest one.
Yeah.
I have 12 to choose from,
that
right?
That was my last one, I guess. Was it? As a matter of fact, yeah.
So I feel like it might be May or July. The trick, I imagine that the trick is that for it to be a NATO phonetic word, that it needs to be something that all languages will be able to say that has the right sound at the front. So May is a short word. I don't know if every country has May or not, but it's pretty simple. Or January is another option there. I just don't freaking know. So I'm guessing at some of here are my guesses. I'm going to say January, Silverado, Golf, and Cairo. Chris, what did you say?
All right. Month of the year, I did November for N. Because I was kind of thinking the same long lines as Jonathan was with the month, but I needed to choose a month that there was only one letter in. So March, May was out because of my thought process. April, August was out because of my thought process. So November is what I chose on there. Truck model, I got this one wrong. I was thinking it was Sierra at first. Ah, shoot. It
could be Sierra.
S is Sierra, but I wrote down Ford, so that's wrong. But it is Sierra.
You're right. It is Sierra.
Ah, man, I talked myself into it. Oh, well. Okay, sport is golf, and the world capital is Rio.
Okay, so the answers are, for the month of the year, it is November.
Wow.
The truck model is a Sierra.
Man, that sucks because I said it.
All right, the sport is golf, and the world capital is Lima.
Lima!
Oh, wow.
So you got 10, and I got 5.
Yep.
Wow.
Lima. Really?
Lima. Yes, Peru.
Lima, Peru.
I was close. I said Rio.
Really not close.
Rio de Janeiro is not close to Lima, Peru.
All the way across the continent.
Okay, a lot closer than what you picked.
Rio's also not close.
I didn't claim mine was close.
Touche.
So after the midpoint, it is 55 for Jonathan to 50 for Chris.
All right, caught up a little bit.
Couldn't be closer unless they were the same.
Well played.
All right, round 4, question 1 is going to be in entertainment. What was the first British act to make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
You're writing a book over there?
Just writing a few names down. Do you have your answer? Because I'm happy to talk it through.
Yeah, I'll write down an answer. I just can't imagine. I'm thinking about 2, and I can't imagine they didn't both go in the first time. I'm shocked by the fact that it's not.
Well, one of them had to go in first, and that's the problem. And also, I don't know what the criteria is for the Hall of Fame.
You have to be awesome.
Thanks, man. No, but honestly,
Carmella gets it.
I would agree that this band is awesome.
But for all other Hall of Fames, there's criteria. Like, you have to be done for 5 years. I mean, or you have to be retired for 2, like in the NBA.
Okay, I changed my answer at the last minute. I am locked in.
Okay. So, of course, I mean, you got the big ones, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and the Who. Of course, you got Led Zeppelin, which is in my head as well. And then for some reason, Herman's Dang it.
Led Zeppelin's a great band, though.
Hermits is also in my head. But I mean, as much as I want to say the Beatles because it just makes sense, I'm actually going with the Rolling Stones because I just, part of me, I'm here it is. Jonathan doesn't mention this word first, but I do. Game theory just tells me that it's not the most obvious answer.
Oddly enough, I wrote down originally the Rolling Stones for that very reason. The Beatles just makes too much sense. It's not going to be the Beatles. It's probably the second most famous. And then I thought to myself, you're being stupid and you're going to miss it because you're being too cute. And so I scratched out the Rolling Stones and I put down the Beatles.
Okay.
I mentioned singing one of their songs earlier. It is the Beatles.
Oh. Boom, shakalaka, shakalaka, shakalaka. I told you, man.
Can you be cockier?
Overthinking.
Whatever. I would still like to know what the criteria is. I'm not just saying that. I'm just saying that.
It's on their website, dude.
You think it is?
It says be awesome.
You could put it on the show notes.
Oh, that would validate this desire of his.
So, okay,
I mean,
by the way.
You can do it for lazy people.
I honestly, truthfully, I was saying Rolling Stones, and I was just like, how could it not be the Beatles? I'd rather be wrong with the Beatles and go with the most obvious answer on that one.
Well, I almost switched it to the Beatles when she said it's awesome because I know of her love.
She
for
loves the
Beatles.
Beatles.
Yeah.
All right. So round four, question two is going to be in arts and literature.
This is the part where Jonathan pulls ahead, stays ahead, takes it on home.
Can she ask the question, please?
Sorry, I was bragging.
Historically, the man's right.
Whoa!
I did listen to four podcasts in a row today.
Yeah, obviously you didn't listen to the three in a row where I came from behind.
No, I remember those.
Yes.
I'm just thinking of
slapped
recent
him
history.
Around with the final question.
Mm. You know where you had to be in order to come from behind? Behind.
Yeah, but
just saying.
At the end of the show,
oh, blah,
who was
blah,
the winner?
Blah.
Am I going to have to separate you two again?
We're pretty far apart.
I was going to say, can we have our literature question, please?
Who provided the voice of Mickey Mouse from 1928 to 1946?
I'm writing my answer down.
Oh, boy! So the person most famous for voices, all-time cartoons, is Mel Blanc. He did Bugs Bunny. And really doesn't seem like it would be him. It seems too early. The 20s? The 20s. That's at the very beginning.
Yes.
With the whistling. It might be Walt. Wasn't there a Roy Disney? Maybe his brother did it. I don't know. I can't think of a good answer, so I'm going to go with Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc was very famous for most of the Looney Tune characters he created, for like Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd,
yep,
etc. I actually, my answer is Walt Disney himself.
It is Walt Disney.
Doggone it.
Oh, boy.
And that's a case of me overthinking it.
Give me my 10 points.
No, fine.
Come on, Jonathan. Ha!
That wasn't bad.
Thanks.
All right. Round four, question three is going to be in science and nature.
Science! Science!
Nature!
Science!
Oh, boy!
Which space shuttle comes first alphabetically?
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Atlantis.
It is Atlantis.
Woohoo! Sizzler!
All right. At the end of the fourth round, Jonathan has 75. Chris has 70.
Nip it at your heels.
You really are.
They kind of taste nasty, actually.
That's because they're made of feet.
Why was that so funny? Oh, that was good.
Round five, question one, is going to be in sports.
Sports!
What baseball great was nicknamed the Iron Man?
3, 2, 1.
The Iron Man?
The Iron Man.
3, 2, 1.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Yes, it's Cal Ripken.
No, it's Cal Ripken Jr.
Junior, sorry. Yeah, Cal Ripken Jr.
Senior actually was a coach and manager for all of them. Actually,
I apologize too, I think. To was all he a baseball fans out there.
Was he a manager? Was he a manager?
He managed both of his kids on the Orioles back in the early 80s.
I knew he coached. I didn't realize he was the manager.
He was.
Okay. Good tip. Thanks, Egon.
No problem. His brother was the guy who has a very famous baseball card, Billy Ripken.
Yeah.
He had a curse word written on the bottom of his bat. So he's standing in his uniform holding the bat up against his shoulder, and the knob of the bat had like written on it.
Are you serious?
And it showed up on the baseball card. And so they recalled it and reprinted it with it removed. And so if you had a copy of the card, it was worth like $20 or $30. And
oh my
every other card was like worth 10 cents.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm sure there's still some floating around out
there. Oh yeah. Good old Billy.
Round five, question two, is going to be in history. What was the 1950s era nuclear attack advice?
Meaning, what did we tell people to do?
Yes.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Okay, I'm locked in.
It's just as useless. It's duck and cover.
Yeah, duck and cover.
Duck and cover.
Yeah,
get underneath your wooden desk because, yes, that will protect you.
From the atomic blast.
From the atomic blast. If you ever saw Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls,
no.
You know that actually all you have to do is just climb into a refrigerator and you'll be completely safe from an atomic blast.
You'll also suffocate.
And you also suffer through seeing a dumb two-hour movie.
For some of our clips in the show notes, we did a couple of things about the bomb a few episodes ago. And there was a documentary that I put out there, like a 5-minute, 10-minute. And there are pictures out there. There are stairways in Hiroshima where literally there are like permanent ashes in the shape of fallen bodies.
Oh, wow.
Where the ashes are burned into the cement and they're not removed.
Well, I mean, yeah, I heard that there's
deeply,
like
if you look out at pictures from the after effects of the bomb, it's really sobering.
Yeah. Round five, question three is going to be in geography.
Okay.
Which city in Nevada has a name based on the meadows in Spanish?
Wow. Sad part is I only know like three cities.
Only know three cities too. I don't think it's Carson City.
Nope. Yeah, I'm locked in.
I'm going with Las Vegas. The Vegas. Hopefully Vegas means meadows.
There you go. I mean, yeah, because the loss almost got me to say Vegas also, but I wanted to shoot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Reno.
It is Las Vegas.
Shoot. After round five, Jonathan has 105 and Chris has 90.
I've never been to Vegas before. I don't know these things.
Yeah, that's what I learned when I was in Vegas.
I figured as much. I figured it was on the airplane.
You know, I drove by the Pawn Stars pawn shop. Sure enough, it's like right on the main strip on the way. Not like the Las Vegas strip, but if you go down past all the main hotels down to the old town, it's on that road.
Oh, wow.
I guess that would make sense. You know, people trying to get more money to gamble with.
But it's funny because when you drive or when you see it on the show, it looks like it's in its own, like in its own space.
Yeah. Or like on a quiet road.
Like a standalone shop, right?
It's the magic of editing. No,
it's literally right there on the road, like a strip mall thing.
Interesting.
Cool. Yeah.
Round six, question one is going to be in arts and literature. What flower did Van Gogh paint most regularly?
I can write it down.
Okay. That sucks because that means you got it.
No doubt.
Ooh, wow. No doubt. All right.
Feeling very confident.
The ones that are coming in my head are sunflowers and then daisies. I'm going to say sunflowers.
The answer is sunflowers.
It is sunflowers.
Nice. Monet painted a lot of lilies.
Yeah,
Monet.
I actually knew that. Thank you, Aunt Sandy.
Good job, Aunt Sandy.
Well, she listens.
It's been a while since you mentioned her. Don't you love her?
Very much so, but I also haven't been on the show in a while.
Ah, that's true.
Round six, question two is going to be in science and nature.
Science.
What was the first vitamin to be discovered and named?
Oh, wow.
Steve.
Headley.
The spirit warrior, Steve?
Vitamin Headley.
Oh, man. Locked in. Or that one.
So you're locked in.
I really love them.
There are tons of vitamins, and they go by, you know, you have vitamin A, B, C, D, and F, and whatever, right? It's a whole alphabet. But also those funny words.
There's a vitamin Z.
I'm sure there is. Zinc.
Malk. Vitamin R.
Yeah, I was about to say there are also funny names for them, like riboflavin and thiamine and all of those things. Those are vitamins. In fact, some of them they're the same vitamins as the one with the letter. It's just named. So I don't know if you want the name or the letter, but I'm going to take this question very literally, and I'm going to say vitamin A.
I said vitamin C. It just sounded right.
I thought about C.
And then I thought about D also.
Then I thought, well, why would they start with C if they hadn't done A and B first?
Well, it might have been a Greek alphabet or something thing, so.
All right, so what is the answer?
It is vitamin A.
Man.
Logic rules the day.
It really does. Because this sucks.
Because that question, that was nothing but just like, I literally thought the same thing you did. C is the most obvious. That's the one you first think of as a vitamin. And I was like, what about B? There's a lot of Bs. And I was like, wait a minute. How could you get to C or B before getting to A?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I wrote down C, so I had to stick with it.
Yep.
All right. Last question of the round. Round 6, question 3 is going to be in advertising.
Advertising.
Sweet.
What musical instrument appears on the Guinness label?
Wow.
All right. I'll lock it in.
Okay.
I dropped my pen.
And you dropped your pen.
He was that confident. Man. It's like a mic drop.
The drop the mic.
I bit my Wookiee.
It's too expensive to drop the mic, so he dropped the pen instead. Okay. Unfortunately, me and alcohol, we don't mix. To this day, I'm 41 years old, never taken a sip of alcohol before in my life.
Congratulations.
So these kind of questions are always very difficult for me. Although, if I did have a sip of alcohol, Guinness might be up there because it's just... No.
I love Guinness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Puts hair in your chest.
It's got iron in it, so.
So I can't stand Guinness.
I don't drink very often, but when I do, it is probably Guinness.
Wow.
Okay. So I'm thinking of the label, and it's a black label with gold lettering on it, if I remember correctly. And if I don't, then
that sounds about right.
I don't drink it. And I want to say a harp is on it. So my answer is a harp.
My answer is actually a harp.
It is, believe it or not, a harp.
Wow. I pulled that completely out of my backside.
I'm not sure. I'm sure it's called the Guinness Brewery, but I believe they have another beer by the same company called Harp.
Yeah, there is a Harp beer.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that.
So, going into the final question, Jonathan is leading 135 to 110.
Great.
135 to 110.
It's a respectable score.
Very fine.
All right, so what's the category for the final round?
It's going to be an international history.
Crap. Okay.
You know what's interesting, though? With Carmela doing the question, I feel like the last time you did one, it was easier than typical. Which
you pointed out to her, so now I think it's going to be the reverse effect.
I did
the statehoods question.
It was important because I lost. I bet zero, and you got it right and jumped me on that one.
Episode 20, if anybody wants to go back and reference.
That would be Don't Panic, right?
Don't Panic.
Yes, episode 20. So.
That's one of our higher listeners.
Oh, yeah, that gets a lot of downloads.
Episodes. Yes.
That one gets a lot of downloads.
That was my last appearance on the podcast.
That's one of our highest, no doubt.
Yeah.
So what I'm having to decide is it possible that I go zero and you ask a question that's kind of easy again and Chris jumps me again? Do I have the stones necessary to go zero?
As Kel would say, the testicular fortitude.
The testicular fortitude, right? Or do I wager, miss it, and let Chris go zero and beat me because I shoot myself in the foot? All of this is running through my head.
All right.
Question is, put these countries in order of when their constitutions were ratified, oldest to newest.
Wow.
Sweet.
The United States... Belgium.
Waffles.
San Marino.
He had a strong arm.
And Norway.
United States, Belgium, San Marino, and Norway.
Oldest to newest.
Okay. I know Jonathan went zero on this, so this. Wow.
I'm locked in. You can talk it out.
There is no talking about on this one. Okay, just because I've been bitten in the backside so many times in this game about like trying to overthink stuff, USA is going to be the number one. Just because the concept of a constitution, I mean, I don't want to say it originated in the United States because, of course, you had so many different documents that were created beforehand. But that's my answer, and I'm going to stick to it right now. The rest of them... I really have no idea, so if I'm sounding depressed, it's because I know the outcome of this game right now. USA 1, Norway 2, San Marino 3, Belgium 4.
It's funny. If they were in a different order, I would have put them in the order that she gave them to us. But because they were in the order that she gave them to us, I had to change it. I agree with you. US should be number 1, 1789.
Yep. Actually, that's exactly what I wrote, as a matter of fact.
I would have said Belgium, San Marino, and Norway in that order, but that's what how they came to us. So I switched it up and I said U.S., then San Marino, then Belgium. And then for some reason, I think Norway was recent, like pretty recent.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And I could be way wrong though. And so I said Norway was last.
All right.
Okay.
Almighty hostess with the mostess.
You brought hostess? Twinkies, perhaps?
I like the little cupcakes.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Cream-filled.
Oddly enough, these are actually the four countries with the oldest constitutions in the world.
No kidding.
Oh.
Wow.
So in 1600.
Oh, man. All right.
San Marino.
San Marino is this tiny little... It's one of the ones inside of Italy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the other one, not Vatican, but the other one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the statutes of 1600 was their constitution.
Good job, San Marino. We applaud you.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
you were a darn good quarterback, too.
In second, in year 1789, the United States. Third is Norway with 1814.
I said it was recent.
But they did actually do a recent, editing of it.
Updated.
Did they?
Yeah. And it was like last year or the year before.
I felt like there was something really recent regarding constitutions in Norway. Okay. Yeah. That makes me feel better.
And then last is Belgium in 1831.
Okay. So the correct answers were San Marino. U.S.
The U.S.
Denmark.
Norway.
Norway. Same thing.
And Belgium.
Same thing.
Okay. They're Norway's
like, hey.
I'm pretty sure Norway and Denmark would disagree with you.
All right, so
my wager was 30 points.
30 points.
And I wagered...
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, saw that coming. Dag coming.
So, Chris, you finished with 80.
Yep.
I finished with 135.
Yep.
You know what that means?
You wussed out.
It's another win for Jonathan.
You wussed out.
Whatever.
Let's just be honest.
You That's what. Out. Whatever. Whenever you lose... And I bet zero, usually you talk about me wussing out. But whenever you've bet zero and you were behind, I've never bet zero when I was behind. Oh, you have no room to talk.
That was a really good game.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, there's a couple times I've bet zero when I was behind just because I didn't want to have zero at the very end.
That's fine.
Because that has happened before, and there's nothing worse than finishing a game where you go, I had 110 and Chris had zero. Or actually, in this case, 135 and Chris had zero.
I played against Jonathan twice. Both times, I think we ended up with zero at the end of the game.
There's a trend.
Anyway, but nice job, man. Seriously.
Thank you.
As much of a pain in the butt you are sometimes, nice win.
I appreciate that.
Feeling the love in the room right now.
Yes.
Well, this is a normal feeling for me.
What, feeling like a winner?
Yeah.
Well, that's not necessarily true, but well done.
Yeah, whatever. So, okay.
Anything to plug?
Well, let's talk a little bit of business.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mentioned in a previous episode that we were moving to Blog Talk Radio. They picked us up. They are a large podcasting network. We are very happy to be one of the newest members of the Blog Talk Radio family. One of the things that will allow us to do for the first time is to add some advertising to the show. You guys don't know, but we've done this for 30 episodes or so and haven't tried to make any money off of it yet. At some point, I hope that we can make good decent amount, not a lot, but something to help cover the bills. I have spent quite a bit of money to put the show together, to buy all the equipment, the hosting, the website and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to start having some advertising, not immediately yet, but before too long. And I'm hoping I have to work this out with the Blog Talk guys, but I'm hoping that instead of it just being an ad in the middle of the show kind of thing, I want it to be basically this round is sponsored by such and such.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And do like a 10-second or 15-second little
that'd be cool.
bit saying, and you can go to their website and do XYZ, blah, 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 right? That would require some changes for the network. They don't have anybody else who's asking to do anything like that. But our show is a little bit different right. than everybody else's show. And my long-term vision for the show, when we have people who aren't me and Chris, doing a competition, there could be a prize. And that would be a sponsored prize.
Hey.
Right? It's a game show.
Everyone loves prizes.
I know. It's a game show. At its heart, Trivial Warfare is a game show. And Chris is looking at me like, I'd like a prize.
I know, right? I don't get paid for this. I want a prize.
Your prize is that you get to sit here with us.
That's right. Isn't this enough for you?
At least you get to sit here with me.
Actually, Chris.
That is the highlight of the day, for sure.
So, anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know that before too long, you'll start to hear what amounts to advertising on the show. And I'm not going to let it be, I'm not going to overwhelm you. I'm not going to let it be things that are totally useless to you. And I'm really, really hoping to fit it in like you would totally be used to listening to a game show.
I'm excited about it just because I've known for a while this is something special. I mean, really and truly. And one of the things, I mean, first and foremost, Jonathan is one of my oldest and best friends in the world and somebody I care about. I consider a brother. I've talked, when I say brother to him, I don't mean like brother.
I mean, brother.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we can't say him anymore because.
I was going macho.
Who?
He did. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Dang it. Come on, brother.
Anyway, I've been concerned because, I mean, it's just like your focus has been so much on this. And if they can help you out just a little bit, then I'm grateful for Blog Talk Radio. And I'm excited about this, this chance that they've given us. And the best part is that if we can even get our listenership up just a little bit through them, it's going to be completely worth it because this is a unique opportunity.
If I could do it, if we had advertisers lining up to work with us at some point when all of our listeners have told everybody in their social circles to check us out and our listenership grows through the roof, hint, hint.
Please.
That basically attracts, advertisers. And then that would be much easier to say, hey, we want you to sponsor round one or this midpoint is sponsored by Trivial Pursuit or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the kind of way that I'd like to do. Yeah. The advertising. So I just wanted to go over that. I hope that nobody is upset by that. But if you are, you're just a negative person.
Well, there are some consequences. There are some consequences, in all honesty. We lose the app.
I'm glad you said that. I forgot.
Yeah.
We are going to lose the Trivial Warfare app. But frankly, I don't think too many people were using it.
True.
Maybe 5 to 10 so far.
Yeah.
So we got a lot more downloads than that. So what can you do? You can tell your friends about us. You can share our website.
Bing!
You know what it is. TrivialWarfare.com. And honestly, my favorite thing, and this, I'm kind of depressed. The last couple of shows, I read a lot of iTunes reviews. We had like a slew. We had like six of them come in 2 weeks, right? It's been a month since we had our last iTunes review.
Oh, man.
So I'm a little sad.
Also, coordinated enough, it's been a month since the last time I was on the show, too. So
have you been creating different profiles and doing all of these reviews that I think are real people?
Oh, this is so awkward.
We want Chris.
I wondered who wrote that one.
Oh, this is so awkward. Wow.
All right. So anyway, give me a warm fuzzy. Go out there and do an iTunes review for us. Oh, you know, we did a couple of changes to the website recently. Yeah. I added an episodes page.
Nice.
So awesome. If you haven't actually listened to every episode and you want to go back and see if any of them strike your fancy, it's right there on the top banner. You just go up there. It's next to home and click on episodes and you'll see the full list of our episodes.
Very cool.
Without further ado, why don't we get out of here?
Okay. Well, first off, Carmela, thank you so much. She came in, just to let everybody know, she came in just a couple days ago and to fill in as the hostess with the mostest, and we're very grateful for you doing that.
Did you come in like a wrecking ball?
Your front door seems to be okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I was gentle with it. Mm.
Miley Cyrus is going, hey!
But thank you for having me back. I really enjoy it.
We missed you.
Yes.
Missed absolutely. You guys too.
Aw.
Well, hopefully we can get you back on real soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Summer. Every 3 months is too long.
Yeah, we have a lot of hosts to juggle now.
True. And also, summer was kind of crazy. So hopefully with summer being over with now, we could start scheduling some of those.
You're not kidding, man. Summer was crazy. Yeah. I can't wait to get into a routine again.
Yeah. Amen to that. But so going back to it, thank you again.
No problem.
If you want to contact us, email Jonathan at trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Again, that's trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Until next time, that's Jonathan, that's Carmela, I'm Chris, and this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war.
War!
Everybody.
Admiral. Bye!
Bye, guys.
Man of War.
Admiral.
They could have done... Well, they could have done something with that.
I can't
dadgummit.
Believe you just did that.
Shut up. Shut up, Richie.
Someone's tired.
He just said,
it's 7 o'clock at night right now, okay? I'm not used to doing the show this late.
Dude, you just said, heard of her.
I did not.
You can't get over that.